Thank you, Morgan. Both men and women experience undeniable shifts in the dimensions of their sexual functioning as they mature. Both men and women begin to exhibit signs of physical aging as their bodies begin to show the effects of gravity and their waistlines begin to expand. Menopause, bladder and the urethral changes, genital changes, and vasomotor changes leading to hot flashes are all physiological changes that women go through. Abbreviated ejaculation, rapid loss of erection, and decreased swelling and erection of the nipples are some of the physiological changes in sexual functioning that men experience as they age. AARP, which is an American Association of Retired Persons, say that older adults between ages 65 and 80 years old are sexually active. AARP conducts research to provide information to understand issues in midlife and older adults. For example, a survey was part of the National Poll on Healthy Aging sponsored by AARP and Michigan Medicine, the University of Michigan's Academic Medical Center. Therefore, 62% of the older adults responding to the poll said they would consult a doctor if they were having problems with their sexual health. Only 17% has done so in the previous 2 years, and most of the time the patients raise the issue. Practitioners should address sexual functioning by creating interventions that can increase or build sexual activity for clients with their partners. Also assessing men and women by finding the gender differences in their feelings and behavior. Women tend to have worse behaviors than men, and both sexes seem to think sex is important to overall quality of life. Older adults tend to think sex satisfaction is more important in life compared to the studies in 1999.